is over. In less than 48 hours, we return to the bittersweet regimentation that is school. As part of getting ready for class, many of us have to muster up the strength to deal with the sticker shock of our textbooks, the required reading that, according to the American Enterprise Institute, is rising in price faster than tuition, healthcare, housing, and inflation.
You have to, wonder why college textbook prices are going up, and it can't be that the cost of publishing is going up because we see that the recreational book prices are actually falling.
That's Mark Perry, professor of economics at the University of Michigan, Flint, resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and creator of the Carpe Diem blog. He offered a few possible answers to his own question.
One theory is that there's been a lot of consolidation in the industry, and so whereas there in the past might have been 15 or 20 publishers competing for that big market, now there's only 3 or 4.
Beyond that, he says that the textbook market doesn't operate by standard market principles in the sense that there's no competition. Once a professor assigns a textbook, there's no alternatives. And with publishers printing new editions with minor changes every couple of years, the resale value of textbooks is lost. Despite the Higher Education Opportunity Act of 2008 that requires publishers to disclose the price of textbooks to professors when marketing their product, Professor Perry says that most instructors have no idea how much required materials will cost their students.
And it's often the case that professors are insulated from the cost of the book to the students because as professors, we deal with the textbook representatives and not necessarily really the bookstore. So when we're selecting a book or getting information on a new edition of a book, usually the price is never discussed.
Public Interest Research Group put out a report early this year analyzing how students have reacted to the ultra-expensive textbook norm. There were 3 major findings. First, the high cost of textbooks can deter students from buying required materials, as it did with recent University of Minnesota graduate Robert Andrade.
Sometimes you'd have to make decisions on what books that you wouldn't buy, something you'd like maybe have to rent them from the library or borrow them or just not read them if, you couldn't make it work.
Were you worried that it would affect your grades?
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do, right?
The PIRG report also found that the rising cost of textbooks affected how many or which courses a student took, and that 82% of the students surveyed felt that they would do better in a course if there were a textbook available for free online. Irene Duranzik is an associate professor at the University of Minnesota's College of Education and Human Development. She's one of the many faculty members spearheading the U of M's Open Textbook Library, a free textbook library available to the public. She's been using open source textbooks for the past several semesters in her statistics class.
As far as student accessibility, it was great because many students at the beginning of the semester are either waiting for a check from home, for their financial aid to come through, or their first paycheck to come, and they put a priority list of what they need to get and what they could wait for, and oftentimes textbooks get put down the list.
So we have to wonder, did offering a free alternative yield better results in her class?
No, I think it took away excuses, but I didn't notice any real difference in grades, no. I noticed students were happier and didn't have some of the fretting that they have when they don't have access to materials.
So here's what Robert Andrade suggests.
You can get an older copy, you can go to the library, or you can look online, hopefully for PDF. Probably about a quarter of the time, you'd be able to find something online.
For Culture Q, I'm Zoe Peterson.